From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A truck driver steered his speeding truck into a crowd in Nice, France, Thursday, killing as many as 80 people and injuring 100. The crowd had gathered to celebrate Bastille Day, France's national holiday. Vivian Walt is covering the story from Paris.
I think that the very quick assumption from the police, the local officials, and the government was that this was a terrorist attack. The police opened fire on the truck, killing the driver. Certainly, this was not an accident. It was an intentional attack.
Officers later found the truck had been carrying explosives, grenades, and other weapons. French President François Hollande, moments ago, addressed the nation and extended the state of emergency, which was declared after the last terrorist attack, for 3 months. In Mongolia, for the Asia-Europe summit, Danish Foreign Minister Christian Jensen called for unity in fighting terrorism.
It gives us any more reason to work together closely across the world, across the globe, to fight terrorism, to fight those kind of people who are willing to do these things, and I hope that we can use this summit to work even closer together.
In Washington, President Barack Obama offered all assistance possible to French authorities. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is visiting Moscow in an effort to secure Russian cooperation in Syria. Kerry's 2 days of talks with the Russians are expected to touch on a wide range of issues. But leaked reports in the media suggest the U.S. diplomat is offering President Vladimir Putin something dramatic, a U.S. military alliance against the Islamic State group, al-Qaeda, and other extremist groups in Syria. For more on this story, take a look at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Barack Obama says America is nowhere close to healing the mutual mistrust between the nation's police and its black community. Mr. Obama made the remark following a four-hour meeting Wednesday at the White House with leaders from both sides. The president said he wanted to bring people with different perspectives together to listen to each other. It was the second day of meetings on the subject of race. Speaking Thursday in London, British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson pledged to reshape Britain's global profile. He said Britain's withdrawal from the European Union bloc does not mean that it is leaving Europe itself. Johnson and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry pledged to work closely together. Kerry called Johnson to congratulate him on his appointment to Britain's top diplomatic post.
His view was that post-Brexit and after the negotiations, what he really wants to see, and I think this is the right thing for the UK, is more Britain abroad, a greater global profile. And I think we now have the opportunity to achieve that.
Earlier Thursday, some European leaders expressed dismay at Johnson's appointment. The White House, though, said U.S. relations with Britain transcend any single personality, including Johnson, who had been critical of President Obama's opposition to Britain's leaving the European Union. Presumptive Republican nominee for the U.S. presidential election, Donald Trump, says he is postponing announcing his running mate, a decision originally scheduled to be unveiled on Friday. That's tomorrow in the U.S. at this point. Trump tweeted late Thursday he is postponing the announcement because of Thursday's killings in Nice. Earlier Thursday, U.S. media reports predicted that Trump would announce Indiana Governor Mike Pence as his running mate. Federal, state, and city officials are tightening security plans for the upcoming Republican and Democratic conventions amid heightened concern after the recent ambush of police officers in Dallas, Texas. U.S. Department of Homeland Security Director Jay Johnson spoke to lawmakers Thursday.
I am concerned about the prospect of demonstrations getting out of hand. I am concerned about the possibility of violence.
Johnson said he will travel to Cleveland on Friday and Philadelphia the Friday after that to inspect security at both conventions. An Austrian court on Wednesday sentenced a Serbian-born Islamic preacher and jihad propagandist to 20 years in prison. Ebu Tejma was one of two men found guilty of recruiting young people to join the Islamic State group. Prosecutors painted him as a key figure pushing IS propaganda in Europe and inciting terrorist attacks. He was arrested in 2014 during a crackdown on jihadist networks in Austria. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.